Hiroshima CML data is shown here as a function of age, dose in sieverts, and sex. In the low dose groups, we see that number of CML cases increases as a function of age, as we'd expect based on background incidents. The background incidence expectations are shown in parentheses. In the higher dose groups, the bottom row shows that most of the cases here are radiation-induced. For males, these radiation-induced cases seem to occur uniformly across the age groups. For females, they tend to occur more at higher ages. Also shown here are the time since exposures. If we look at the high-dose females, the time since exposures are very large and completely inconsistent with prior data based on women irradiated for gynecological diseases. Interestingly, if we just focus in on the males and look at the time since exposures, we see that the higher dose groups has shorter time since exposures. This is consistent with the hematopoietic stem cell target cells being dormant and in the high dose groups being called into action much sooner because the hematopoietic system needs to be reconstituted. But meanwhile, the females do just the opposite with their time since exposures as they go to higher dose groups, which doesn't have a biological explanation. The bottom line here, then, is that I'm only using the Hiroshima male data.